The city of Phoenix has a new mayor. She'll only be holding the position until election results determine former Mayor Greg Stanton's longer-term successor. Thelda Williams takes the reins of the city for a third interim period, and she'll serve at least until November. In addition to that news, there's also some infighting among council members, and it starts with Sal DiCicco. With me to sort it out is Jessica Boehm, who covers the council for the Arizona Republic. Jessica, let's start with Thelda Williams. Her fellow council members unanimously chose her to be mayor, right?
It was unanimous, and it was pretty expected. So a few months ago, the council decided to make Thelda the vice mayor so that when Mayor Stanton resigned, he would, you know, have to leave the office and Thelda would automatically become the interim mayor. But procedurally, you have to actually vote on that. And so on Monday, it became official that she will be the mayor until the Phoenix voters elect a new one, which could be as late as March.
Right. Could be November or March if there's a runoff. Okay, so this is her third time doing this. And I suspect in a position like that, there's not a whole lot she can do. But are there certain qualities that she brought that her colleagues think this is a nice balancing point or something like that?
Mayor Williams is technically a Republican, but she has been very centrist on a lot of things, and she has kind of been a consensus builder. I think there is a sense that she might be able to restore a little bit of friendliness to the council. I think that she definitely has a good relationship with some of the folks that Mayor Stanton maybe did not as much, but then she still has those relationships with the more liberal members of the council as well. So I think there's a sense that maybe we'll get back to basics. Yesterday, she was very concise in what she wanted to do, fix roads, public safety investment, and make sure we have a clean and available water supply.
I want to look back at a story that you wrote for AZ Central and the Republic late last week. Phoenix Councilman Sal DiCicco sues the city and subpoenas fellow council members. How many council members did he subpoena, and what's the issue behind it?
About a month ago, there was an issue with the Board of Adjustment, which is this volunteer board in Phoenix that makes decisions about contentious zoning cases. Specifically, in this controversial case, it was a medical marijuana zoning. There were some allegations of fraud and forgery going on with some of the people bringing applications before the board. And then former Mayor Stanton decided to replace four of the members of the board. Now, he didn't come out and say it's because of this, but you know, if you think about it, the timing is suspicious. So at that point, Councilman DiCicco does not agree with the fraud and forgery allegations. It's worth noting that he used to employ some of the people that are involved in some of those allegations. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to not go ahead and replace these board members. So he tried to do a reconsideration vote. City staff said that he could not through the official rules of order. So he sued them and said, no, I can. And, you know, if you talk to him, he will say that this is a broader problem in the city of Phoenix, that they enact their legislation, so to speak, too quickly, that they should be waiting this 30-day period. And so that is why he initially filed the lawsuit.
And how many council members are involved here?
Now Mayor Williams, Deborah Stark, and Laura Pastor. He's also said that he plans to depose former Mayor Greg Stanton and former Mayor Phil Gordon.
Did he give any specifics as to why these three members of council were, I'm going to say, singled out, though there are three of them?
You know, he said that he wanted to depose Mayor Williams because she was on the council back in the 90s when he actually did file a similar lawsuit over this cooling off period between voting on something and it actually taking effect. So she's kind of, again, that historical angle. Then we have Councilwoman Stark, who did vote to go along with Mayor Stanton's decision to replace the council, though so did a majority of council. He had said that she seemed to have had a reason to be voting for that, whether she knew about the fraud and forgery allegations or something like that. So that was kind of his motivation there. And then when I asked him about Councilwoman Pastor, he said something to the effect of, I just wanted to at that point. He later clarified that he probably shouldn't have said that.
Okay. And Pastor responded how?
She was less than thrilled. I was at an event last week for Councilman Daniel Valenzuela's kind of kickoff party for mayor. And she got up after the, formal program and kind of went on this rant about Sal and about how she was going to be deposed. And I think a lot of people were confused, myself included, because I hadn't heard about this yet. Councilwoman Stark was also there, and she looked kind of confused as well about the deposition. Definitely a kind of a bizarre week last week in City Hall.
Jessica Baim covers the Phoenix City Council for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.